I'd like to call the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting to order. Today is Tuesday, April 2nd, 3:49 p.m. Apologize for the late start. We are in Juneau, Alaska in the Belts Committee room. Present today, Senator Klayman, Senator Merrick, Senator Wilkowski, Senator Bjorkman, and myself, Chair Kawasaki. I'd like to thank Sav Danbert with Senate Records and Shelby Carroll, the moderator with the Legislative Information Office. Today we have on the agenda consideration of the governor's appointees to the Alaska Police Standards Council. We have with us Jeff Brown via telephone. We have Ron Dupuy on Teams and Dusty Dumont in person. So we'll switch back on and offline. Before we begin, please turn off all your cell phones for the rest of the meeting. We'll start first with Mr. Jeff Brown. Chief Brown is, I believe, online. And members should have a packet with information on the chief. Can you hear us, Chief Brown?
Yes, sir. I could hear you.
Excellent. If you could just state your name and I guess affiliation for the record, and if you've got a presentation you'd like to give us, we'd love to hear.
Thank you. Through the chair, my name is Jeff Brown. I'm the chief of police for the North Slope Borough. If confirmed, this will be my second term for the Alaska Police Standards Council, and I just really appreciate you guys kind of reviewing my nomination. I've really enjoyed the time that I've spent on the Standards Council and look forward to the potential to continue my service. Been in law enforcement for about 24 years, Alaska law enforcement for the last 18. I've served in various positions, both with the North Slope Borough and then also with the Alaska Department of Public Safety, where I served in their professional standards unit. Both as an investigator and then later supervise that unit before returning to the North Slope Borough as their chief of police. I've been serving up here as chief of police since early 2018. So beyond that, I'm certainly open to any questions that you guys may have.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Chief Brown. Appreciate your service. Let's see. Are there any questions of members for Chief Brown? I guess I'll go ahead and start since you've been on the Police Standards Council for a while. There was a recent Police Standards Council discussion on allowing correctional officers, and maybe it went beyond that, but at least correctional officers age 18 to be able to serve as correctional officers. Were you part of that? Did you have a discussion? Did you want to discuss that?
Sure, absolutely. And I know we have somebody from corrections from the state on here that I believe is part of that as well. Essentially, what we were looking at doing is this came forward basically at a request from the Department of Corrections to reduce the age from, I believe it currently sits at 21 down to 18. And that is to help increase kind of in recruitment efforts and retention efforts within hard-to-fill positions, in essence, which is certainly for corrections officers. Had some discussions. We pushed that out for public testimony, received some of those comments back. We haven't taken any kind of movement on that. I think it needs to be worked out a little bit more is kind of what we discussed, and we need to have further discussions and kind of dig into that a little bit more detail over some of the concerns just in terms of maturity levels of individuals and you know, if there's other ways that we could go about doing things. So that's kind of where we left it at. If there's any more specifics or if you want to know my individual thoughts on it, by all means, I can share that. But I don't know if that kind of answered your question there, sir.
No, it answered my question just fine. Okay. I guess, there, Senator Klayman?
I'd like to hear your individual thoughts, Senator Klayman.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Through the chair. Individual thoughts again for the North Slope Borough. We do run a municipal corrections facility here that's a state contract jail. For municipal corrections officers, we're allowed to hire basically, I want to say it's age 19 and up. I really think it depends upon your hiring standards, your screening processes as to the quality of the individuals and their capabilities within the position. So I think as long as departments can be trusted to do the right thing and their screening practices, I believe it opens it up to have the ability to hire younger folks in. I know I've opened up my dispatch positions up to 18-year-olds. Came with some trepidation. Again, you have to kind of deal with some of the learning curves as they kind of grow. But I think as a profession, we need to grow with the times. And if we can kind of get a hold of folks and get them into a career field that they can work in and retire out of, I think we're beneficial in doing so as soon as possible.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Chief Brown. Are there any other questions before we go to public testimony? Hearing and seeing none, we'll open up public testimony. Thank you, Chief Brown. And if you just hang on the line for 1 second, I'll open up public testimony for Chief Brown. There anybody online or in the room would like to testify? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. Chief, since I've got you on the line, and I'll ask all the other members of the Police Standards Council sort of the same thing. There's a couple of bills that are in the legislature that we're working on. One includes a use of force registry. There's another bill relating specifically to banning in state law the use of chokeholds at the state municipal level for law enforcement officers. I wondered if you had any comments you'd like to make on that, since you, as a member of the Police Standards Council, you will eventually, essentially you do develop and revise some law enforcement trainings. Maybe you can give us some comments to those two bills.
Sure. Thank you, sir. So two comments. I'll kind of take what I think is kind of the easier one first, and that's the chokehold banning. Generally speaking, I would say for the vast majority of law enforcement, and again, there's always one of those oddities that may sit out there, but I'm not aware of any. Essentially, chokeholds, whether you use carotid artery restraints or anything along those lines, essentially restricting the blood flow to the brain and or restricting airflow is considered a choke by Alaska state statute anyway. Therefore, most of us define that already because it's defined by state that way, if that's considered deadly force. So in essence, for an officer to utilize a chokehold or a carotid restraint would have to meet the criteria for deadly force anyway. So in essence, we already internally kind of control the use of that. It can't be used as just a restraint hold or anything along those lines because it is considered deadly force by state statute. The other one, I'm not familiar necessarily with the bill to comment too much on that one. So I don't know if I'm in a position necessarily to mention too much on that one. And that's just generically on the chokehold particular position. So hopefully that helps a little bit.
No, that definitely certainly does. And I appreciate you being put on the spot like that, Chief Brown. Let's see if there's any other questions before we move along. Again, we want to thank you for your service to the North Slope Borough. Want to thank you for wanting to serve and your desire to serve another term on the Police Standards Council. We know it's time out of a schedule and time away from family and your other duties. So thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks, sir.
Okay, next we will go ahead to the next person in line. Way up in Fairbanks, we have Chief Ron Dupuy. Dupuy is from the Fairbanks Police Department, joining us on Teams. If you could state your name and affiliation for the record, welcome to the State Affairs Committee.
Thank you, sir. My name is Ron Dupuy. I'm the Chief of Police with the City of Fairbanks. I've been Chief for the last 3 years. I've been with FPD for 21 years and in law enforcement just over 25 years. I've been on the APSC Council for about 8 months now, 6-8 months. I took over for the Juno chief when he retired and went to the HIDA board. So I'm excited to come back and rejoin the board if confirmed.
Great. Thank you. Good to hear from you, Ron. Are there questions for Chief Dupuy? Well, I'll go ahead and just ask a question because I asked a question of the former. There was a regulation that changed to allow for correctional officers for the age of 18 and above. I think currently law is 21 and above to be offered a position as a correctional officer. Did you have any thoughts on that? It was something that came from the Police Standards Council. I don't think you were on at the time, though.
I was actually. I did participate in that. It was a emergency meeting outside of our regular meetings that we held that discussion. And I would mirror what Chief Brown said. My personal opinion on it is, as long as the hiring practices, as long as you're selective in the hiring process, I think it can work out and it could be a benefit to the Department of Corrections as well as to other law enforcement agencies. Obviously, we do get a fair number of corrections officers that transfer over into law enforcement positions throughout the state as well. So I think there is some work that needs to be done on it and discussions that need to be had. But I see it. It could be a benefit.
Great. Thank you, Chief. Let's see if there's any questions before we go on to public testimony. Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and open up public testimony on Ron Dupuy, Chief of Police for the City of Fairbanks. Is there anybody online or in the room who'd like to testify for Ron Dupuy, Alaska Police Standards Council? Okay, hearing and seeing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony and bring it back to the committee. Are there any further questions of Chief Dupuy in Fairbanks? Man, this is going by really fast. Well, anyways, I guess there's no other questions, and I just wanted to thank you, Chief. You've been really open and available to our office as we deal with some issues in downtown Fairbanks. I'm looking forward to this weekend coming back up for the at least the demolition party or something like that of the Polaris Hotel downtown. It's about time. So thank you for your service.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Well, we are moving right along. We're going to go ahead now here. The last person who is here for Alaska Police Standards Council is Dusty Dumont. Dusty is here in the room with us this afternoon. If you could just state your name, your affiliation for the record, welcome to the State Affairs Committee.
Thank you. Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Dusty Dumont. I'm currently the director of the Division of Pretrial Probation and Parole, which I know is a mouthful, so we refer to it as DP3. I have been with the Alaska Department of Corrections for over 21 years, and I have over 26 years of DOC experience. I am currently the director. However, the majority of my experience has been as a probation officer, too, a job that I have found very fulfilling, and I have enjoyed my career along the way. I was born and raised right here in Juneau. I stayed in Juneau until just before I graduated from high school and I moved to Ohio. I went to college in Ohio where I majored in basketball and track. However, I did come out with a degree in criminal justice. After graduation, I moved to Washington State where I worked in a state penitentiary for approximately 5 years before I returned home after my firstborn was a month old. I chose to stay home and raise my two beautiful children for about 5 years. Honestly, the hardest, most rewarding work that I have ever done. I returned to the workforce in 2002 as a field probation officer. I have worked for a brief stint in the institution as well as with the parole board, but the majority of my time has been spent in field probation. As a director, it's given me the opportunity to have a statewide perspective, not just with corrections, but also with law enforcement. I supervise, Alaska is very diverse, and I supervise offices all the way from Utqiagvik all the way down to Ketchikan. Last year, when I was presented with the opportunity to serve on this council, I saw it as an honor and a privilege, and one that I will take very seriously. I agree with APSC's mission and core services, and I believe that my values align with theirs: accountability, professionalism, service, and character. And I believe my experience and my personality will be a good fit with the Alaska Police Standards Council. Thank you for your time and your consideration, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Dumont. There's a question from Senator Clayman.
Both of the other applicants have asked about your view on the younger age for correction officers, and interested your perspective on that as somebody that works for the department.
Sure. I believe that both the chiefs before me said great things about that. I have seen very mature 18-year-olds, and I have seen very immature 39-year-olds. I don't think that the age is the important factor. I believe that getting through all of the basic requirements that it requires to be a CO are important, as well as training and follow-up to help people with working with that population and setting boundaries.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let me see. If you just want to stay put, we'll go ahead and open up public testimony. Doesn't look like anybody's online, though, or in the room. Or, well, anybody like to testify on behalf of Dusty Dumont? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll go ahead and close public testimony. I guess just another question I forgot to ask Ron about this, but it was there's a couple bills that we've been looking at recently since the Police Standards Council deals a lot with compliance of laws and regulations and revising law and regulations. I just wanted to ask if you had any comments to make on the two bills that this committee has, one relating to chokeholds and a chokehold ban, the other one relating to a use of force registry. So I think I'd have to look at the bill again. It's been a while since we've had it before us. Do you have any comments to make on those?
I'm unfamiliar with the ban. However, I was listening to Chief Brown talk about the chokehold, and I believe that his assessment of it is right on. It has to be matched with deadly force, and we will comply with all of the laws that are in place.
Okay. Any further questions for Ms. Dumont from the Police Standards Council? All right. It's a pretty quick meeting today. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your service. And we have three really talented individuals for the Police Standards Council with each, I think, at least 20 years of experience within the career field. It's excellent to see some of these professional boards and staffed up with professional volunteers. So thank you very much for that. Let's see. We have no other business, so if we can get a motion.
Thank you, Mr.
Senator
Chairman.
Clayman.
I move the appointment of the Alaska Police Standard Council nominees Jeff Brown, Ron Dupuy, and Dusty Dumont be forwarded to the joint session for consideration. This does not reflect the intent of any of the members of this committee to vote for or against the confirmation of the individuals during any further session.
Are there any objections to the motions? Hearing none, the following appointees, Jeff Brown, Ron Dupuy, and Dusty Dumont, should be moved to the joint session for consideration. We'll have to sign paperwork right after the meeting adjourns. It concludes the meeting for today. We will have a meeting on Thursday, April 4th. We are going to hear one more governor's appointee to the personnel board, Donald Hadland. We will also be hearing a couple bills relating to artificial intelligence, including AI, deepfakes, cybersecurity, and data transfers by Senator Hughes, Senate Bill 262 by the Senate State Affairs Committee relating to the Artificial Intelligence Task Force, and Senate Bill 201 by Senator Kaufman relating to the Office of Information Technology. So, without any further business today, the Senate State Affairs Committee meeting is adjourned and the time is 4:09 p.m.